So let me ask you, do you have them call in with questions, or do they email your...
They're emailing me as the call's going on, so okay. I'll just let you know. By the way, someone just sent you a question. There's a bunch coming in right now, so we'll get to those as the call goes on.
Okay.
Hello,
I'm ready to go
this.
Here. The drugs are kicking in here, Vince. I'm ready
All
to
right.
go.
Okay, guys. Hey, everybody on the call. I'm actually doing this call live from West Palm Gardens after an intense few days in South Beach, and I want to ask you guys something. Are you guys ready for a monster call today? Our next guest is a world-acclaimed personal development and peak performance expert, and within the next 60 minutes, he's going to help you eliminate self-sabotaging limits and emotional garbage that have been holding you back from your best body ever and enjoying life to the fullest. I'm honored to introduce you to a man who is known as the most highly publicized hypnotherapist in the world, and he's been responsible for changing the shape of literally millions of people across the globe. For the past 28 years, his name is in the Rolodex of some of today's most successful business people, famous Hollywood stars, and professional athletes. Author of over 250 articles published in 50 different magazines, as well as the creator of 25 self-help books and CD programs, including the world's bestseller, Stepping Up to Mega Muscle and Power, which can be found at mindpowersecrets.com. Man, I could go on and on here, and probably for the next hour introducing this guy. So I'm pumped up, and I'm going to let him steal the show. Please join me in welcoming Pete Seigel to the program.
Vince, it's a pleasure to be here with you. I'm looking forward to a huge call today.
Awesome. Well, welcome. Let's dive right into it. I just had a chance to watch a YouTube news video of your training at Gold's Gym in Venice. I was glad to see you're not an armchair quarterback and you practice what you preach. I mean, I saw you doing 10 reps with 1,000 plus pounds on the leg press, 200 pounds on the dumbbell rows for 10 reps, 14 reps with the stack for kneeling tricep rope pull downs, 550 on machine shrugs for sets of 12. And you're 51, man. That's crazy. And the kind of natural power you generate, I mean, it's something I know a lot of our listeners probably want to know about. Is that something you help your clients tap into?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was 51 when I did that. I'm 52 now, and I'm even stronger. I just did 1,200 reps. I mean, 1,200 pounds. 1,200 reps. 1,200 pounds for 10 reps the other day. And it's all natural, and it comes from, you know, a combination of training for as many years as I have and following a strict nutritional regimen and, as importantly, following a decisive thought and emotional strengthening regimen every single day and especially before I go into the gym to work out, because everybody has had great workouts in their lives. Everybody's had times when they've done more weight, more reps, and it felt like you could lift the world onto your shoulders, and when you walked out of the gym after that workout, you had this worked feeling, this deep to the bone pump worked feeling in the muscles that you trained that you normally wouldn't have, or not to that degree. And then if you really explored the factors that were involved in you training at that level, you would find that you tapped into a power reserve within you, a power capacity within you that usually people just allow to lay dormant. And if you think about situations in your life when you had the greatest workouts, before you even went into the gym, you knew it, you felt it, you sensed it. All day long you might have been thinking about that workout, and then you couldn't wait to get out of work and have your protein shake or your pre-workout carb meal, and then you got in your car and drove to the gym. And by the time you changed into your workout clothes and started your warm-up, you knew you weren't just going to have a good workout or a real good workout. You were going to have a monster day. And those are the kind of workouts. I've explored the unconscious factors, the mental unconscious factors that are responsible for people being able to generate that kind of inner strength, focus, control, determination, and drive all workout through. In fact, when the workout was over, you felt totally worked, but you didn't feel that spent feeling like you couldn't get off the floor. You actually felt more energized than when you began. And so understand that there is a reason for that. It's not a physical reason. Nutrition plays a part in it, but more so it's mental, it's emotional, and it's subconscious. And when you understand that power and how to tap into it, as we're going to be discussing today, you move from good to very good to extraordinary. And I know that those of you listening to this call want to have that extraordinary body, the generating the potential and developing the physiques that you all know you can understand as a mental component, and that's what we're going to be discussing today.
Wow. That's awesome, man. I mean, I was watching this video. I mean, you seem to be going full out, literally, on every single lift. No holding back, no BS, just, I mean, balls to the wall, total all-out effort. And as a top sports hypnotherapist, tell me if there's some kind of, you know, inner keys to generating and sustaining a full-out effort. You know, how do you do this workout after workout?
Well, again, I have a huge responsibility in terms of helping people become incredible in their lives. Not just successful, but mega successful. And the people that I work with are the top 1% in the world in business, entertainment, and especially in sports. And if you're a pro athlete, you have to show up every day to play. You have to show up to practice. But when game day comes, you're expected to perform at the level that they know you're capable of. And if you take, for example, baseball season starts today, they have 162 games. They just finished 6 weeks of spring training. Now it's 162 games. And then if you make, I have about four different players on three teams that I know will make the playoffs this year. And so it's an incredibly long season. And you have to find a way to get up every single day determined, focused, driven, confident, enthused, committed, and purposeful. And to do that, you have to learn to train your mind. It's the same thing when you go to the gym. If you look back and you think about the greatest workouts that you've had, and if you can do that, it's very easy to figure out what was going on within you. Look at how you basically thought and felt, what you sensed about yourself, what you realized about yourself, what your purpose, your sense of mission was, and how you began to focus on that workout so clearly and definitively. Now think about that for a second. Even during your day, unconsciously, out of the blue, thoughts about your upcoming workout would come to your mind. And it would be very clear and distinct and emotionally rich and sensory definitive and sensory comprehensive. And you could feel the body part that you would be training that day start to flow blood into it. You would begin to sense, if you were going to do your legs or your back, for example, you would start to feel your back muscles and focus on them unconsciously, and you would sense a decisive connection between your brain and those muscles just by thinking about that workout. Now, maybe you didn't get that connection back then, but that was a significant thing, because what you were doing was you were literally pre-priming or pre-programming behaviors of excellence. The way you saw that workout in your mind so clearly in a sensory-rich, sensory-comprehensive way began to influence what your nervous system began to use as commands and directions to flow energy into that part of your body. And so when you got to the gym, it was smooth, easy, and efficient, and your enthusiasm and excitement then began to fuel every rep of every set. It wasn't a maintenance workout or a let's just go through the motions. No, you were a gladiator, a warrior. You were driven to succeed, to conquer. Every single set had a purpose and a reason, and you pushed it, and you kept pushing yourself further and further and harder and higher and more decisively and more demonstrably, didn't you? Yes, you did. And it all began with a very clear and decisive mental perception of that workout and the muscle that you were training and the emotions that you brought into it of drive, commitment, being purposeful, being totally focused, being totally immersed in it, and wanting it. Now, what would happen, what do you think would happen if you began to do that intentionally before every workout? That's right. You'd be mobilizing the mental power that you have, the subconscious intensity that you're capable of. You would be mobilizing that and channeling that as a behavioral command in terms of what would direct your workout performance. And that's a critical key. That's what I stumbled upon decades and decades ago, probably before the majority of the people listening to this call were even born. It's the truth, Vince. My first Muscle and Fitness article was published January 1980. before even Vince Del Monte was born. He was a little, he was a gleam in his dad's eye back then. And I was working, that's when I was attending the Hypnotherapy Institute, and this was when Gold's Gym was on 2nd Street in Santa Monica. And after each day's class, I would run back to Gold's Gym, not to train, but to work with the Mr. America, Mr. Universe guys that I was working out with. And right on the floor of the old Gold's Gym, I used to have impromptu hypnosis sessions with, for example, Pete Grimkowski and Casey Theater and the Menser Brothers and the Barbarian Brothers. And, I mean, it was like a slice of bodybuilding history just so that I could practice what I'd learned that day. And then, you know, year after year after year after year, it kept coming more clearly to me exactly how to mobilize the power of your mind to create an incredible physique, to generate workout performance and workout intensity that was so beyond what you'd ever done before, you realize that there is a capacity for more, for better, for greater, for excellence, for success, and for magnitude performance that far exceeds what the customary you usually generates. Even if you're a high-level, high-charged workout performer, there is a level within you that it vastly exceeds what you're usually accustomed to experience. And tapping the power of your mind by using self-hypnosis and NLP and beginning to give yourself specific behavioral commands. What do I want? Exactly how will I go about doing it? And what will be the outcome I will produce because I do it and from doing it? If you just ask yourself those three questions before each workout, you'll begin to focus your attention. That's what concentration is. It's not trying to block negatives out. It's focusing your awareness to such a laser point, like when you hold the magnifying glass up to the sun, Vince, you can channel and condense that sun's energy through the magnifying glass to a point to where you can burn a hole through wood. You can burn a hole through anything, basically. Well, your mind power is the same way. Focus it through those three questions, and now you start training like a champ.
Huh. That's amazing. I was thinking of a whole bunch of different things while you're saying that, and I was thinking back in 1954 when Roger Bannister broke the four-minute mile. Previous to him doing that, no one had done it, and after him doing that, over 100 people broke it within the next year. I think that's a cool story because it just goes to show how powerful the mind is, and I'm sure... Sorry.
Go ahead, Vince.
I was going to say, I mean, over your career, I mean, you mentioned a lot of those top bodybuilders. I'm not sure all of them, you know, were born with, you know, some of the stuff that you coach them. I mean, what are some of the mistakes some of these serious hardcore bodybuilders seem to make when they're preparing for their workouts, when they're trying to engage their workouts? I mean, is there anything they aren't doing right and, you know, could be doing more effectively?
Yeah, again, some guys, I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger was probably the most instinctive mental guy in terms of understanding the mind's role, and he talked about a lot, self-hypnosis and visualization and positive thinking, and, you know, he would intentionally stay away from negative people, and he's just an incredible success story. His work ethic, you know, he just wasn't a bodybuilder, he was a businessman. He used everything he did in the gym. He was the first guy to come out with the training courses. Back then, before computers, yes, folks, there was a time before we had computers. And it was only like 25 years ago, and we used to have full-page space ads with clip-out coupons in the magazines that people used to clip out and put their checks in and mail to us. There was no online ordering back then like there is now. And, you know, you mentioned a good point, Roger Bannister was the first guy to break the four-minute mile, then the world saw it could be done. Vasily Alexeyev was the first Olympic weightlifter to clean and jerk 500 pounds. And he was, if you remember, he was that big Russian with that big gut, but he was the first guy to do 500 clean and jerk. And then after 6 months after that, seven other people in the world had done it. And so Arnold was the first guy to come out with the training courses for each body part. And then he was incredibly successful because he was the most photographed bodybuilder in the world. I think he still is.
Yeah.
He's on the cover of those pictures from 30 years ago are on the cover of all the bodybuilding magazines all the time.
Oh, yeah. I was at the airport the other day, and he's on this month's cover of Reps.
Yeah. So I mean, he had a natural instinctive tendency to go after life and to go after things and to look at, if I did that, if I did this, I can do it again, or I can go beyond it. And that's the key. If you did something, if you had a great workout, then the sensory framework enabling you to perform that way is still part of you. And that's why when you recall those great workout memories, you can begin to reconnect with the sensory framework that enabled you to perform that way. And after Arnold did the training courses, everybody else, all the bodybuilders back then came out with, you know, how to get great arms and great legs, great back. Every one of them did it. And some of them were more successful than others because he had a great marketing capacity too. Tom Platz had an instinctive mental affinity, understanding the mind's role. And he read a lot of the positive thinking books, and until he met Pete Siegel, I helped him take it to a level infinitely beyond. And there's a YouTube video. I don't know if you've seen that. I think you may have, where it was 21 years ago. We did it at Gold's.
Yes, Street. You said that
one
to me.
And that's what enabled Tom Platz to get deeper and deeper and deeper into himself. If you've ever seen him train his legs, it's beyond words to describe it. He would do 15-minute long sets. You would think not the skin would pop, but the bones would explode. That's the degree he took it to, and the size and the power he had. He could squat 23 reps with 500 rock bottom, and do leg presses. It was incredible. I mean, just to be around that energy, the whole gym used to stop and watch him.
So did he always have that? I mean, how did he develop that?
He didn't always have that. He didn't always have that. And, you know, there are some – you have to understand something, folks. I mean, this thing about genetic potential, it's a big myth. I mean, some guys have different physique shapes, but how big can you grow? How cut can you get? How ripped can you get? How powerful and muscular and strong and developed can you get? That's your choice. Say, well, it's my choice. Yes, it is your choice. You know, Platz, once I explained this concept to him, I mean, not as definitively as I just did, because 21 years ago I was not the therapist I am now. But, you know, he you could see his brain was like a sponge. I remember, you know, he used to look up and to the left and go, yeah. Okay, and that he couldn't wait to go to the gym and apply the concept. Because if you look at the most intense you've pushed yourself and the hardest you've pushed yourself, let's say you're doing a set of bicep preacher curls and you're in the eighth rep, and you say, all right, let me get at least two more. All right, now you did 10. What makes you think that if you dug a little deeper, you couldn't get the 11th rep out? If you absolutely had to, well, you can. Okay, and now you've taken yourself one more rep into the higher success threshold. Now the next time you train your biceps, you know you can do 11 reps with that same weight. Maybe you put 10 pounds on each side, and you go down to 6 reps again, 7 reps again, and you work up to 11 reps with that weight. You see, it's all a matter of choice. It's all a matter of personal decision. No one knows you the way you do. No one can unequivocally say what's truly possible for you, what you can truly capable regarding what your physique can become, regarding how much money you can make, regarding how successful you can be. You know, there's a lot of news now about the economic woes in this country. There are still people making money. There are still people waking up feeling great, feeling positive, feeling determined, feeling driven, wanting to jump out of bed and start their day. Maybe they're going to work out first. Maybe they're going to have a great day at work. Maybe they're going to get an A on their test today. Whatever it is, why don't you be one of those people? You determine you, because you know yourself better than anyone else does.
Jeez. So, I mean, Pete, tell me, I hear it all the time. Well, you know, I hope this program's going to work out. You know, maybe I'll give it a try. We'll see how it goes. I mean, I just can't stand that talk. I mean, what's going on when somebody's when you hear that mumble jumble garbage start coming out.
Well, the biggest words are doubt, disbelief, and those are the people that usually don't have real success bases to that they either stand upon firmly or to revert to or to relate to or to compare or contrast things to, Vince. Those are the people who always, because of their situation, they believe that nothing will work for them. I'll try it, but I don't know. I'll sense it. Look, you don't know what can work for you. That's why you have to read the bodybuilding magazines, and you have to read Pete Siegel's mental training programs and use those as well, which Vince mentioned, PowerMindSecrets.com, where you can go check out the Stepping Up to Mega Muscle and Power program, one of the bodybuilding ebooks I have, PowerMindSecrets.com. You have to avail yourself and subject yourself to all different possibilities. I remember when the Nautilus equipment came out first. And back again, way back when, in the early 80s, they used to have the Nautilus gyms where they had the circuit training, you know, different Nautilus machines mm-hmm. lined up in a row. And the big thing was that people would come and join these gyms and go through the Nautilus circuits so you'd get a full body workout. But then several of the Nautilus pieces found their ways into the bodybuilding gyms. And I remember Mike Mentzer used to love them and Arnold hated them. I mean, it had to do, and Casey Veeder used to love them, and then other guys would like certain pieces and not other pieces. So, you know, but everybody gave it a shot because you didn't know if it was going to help you or not. When you hear of a new training routine, a new fat-burning routine, a new muscle-building routine, a new power-developing routine, if you're going to do something, do it with the conviction to make it pay off for you. Not let's see if it works, not prove it to me, because then you're basically doing it half-assed because you're not 100% energy-focused or energy-mobilized. Part of you is seeing if it works. Anything can work for you when you totally dive into it with your heart set on total unequivocal success. Let me say that to you again, folks. Anything can work. You can make everything work for you when you dive into it with your heart focused on total and unequivocal success, which means you're not going in it to try or to see or to wonder or to hope, wish, dream, or fantasize. You're committing yourself to action and then exerting the magnitude, capacity, and passion you have to produce your ultimate result. Why wouldn't you embrace that for every single workout? Say, well, Pete, you know, you can't get up like that every day. Ah, but you can, folks. I've been teaching pro athletes how to do this almost 30 years now. CEOs in business who went from hundreds of thousands to millions. Some of them went to tens of millions to hundreds of millions. Hundreds of, yes, folks, it all starts in your mind. And so Vince asked a question just a second ago. What's the mistake a lot of the pro bodybuilders make? Is they leave power capacities within themselves untapped, unconnected with, and as such allow them to lay dormant. They assume that I'll just keep training and training and training physically. Physical training takes you to a certain level. Once you get beyond that level, if you want to get beyond that level and become not good but truly great in your own life and in relation to others, now you have to exploit the mental realm. And a clear example of that is the work that I did with Victor Martinez. I started working with him about 4 months before the 07 Arnold Classic. He was referred by the gal who owns the gym that he trains at in the Bronx, New York. She heard me on Coast to Coast Radio, which is a huge nighttime radio show. And she became a client, and she asked me, do I know Victor Martinez? I said, sure, I've heard of him. And so he was back in the pack back then. But then I helped him strip away all of the self-sabotaging elements that most people shoot themselves in the foot metaphorically, or they trip over their own toes, or they hold themselves back to a certain degree by believing they're only capable of certain levels in certain ways, and that's the most and best that they could ever hope for. But then, even more importantly, once he released those self-sabotaging mechanisms, Now we worked on the mentality that makes you great and how to develop a relationship with every single body part and how to tap into power you didn't even know you had. And so he kept improving, and he won the Arnold Classic. And last Olympia, everyone felt he should have won that. And if you looked, I don't know if it's still on the stands, the cover of Muscular Development, I think it may have been last. There's a picture of him and Dexter Jackson, Vince.
Yeah,
and he looks beyond freakazoid. I mean, it's just, yeah, I mean, he just had an injury to his knee, but he'll come back off of that. But what I'm trying to tell you is, once that power starts flowing through you, and everybody, you can hear it, this is the tone of voice I use in normal conversational tones when I speak to people, because that's the work that I do. I am the number one peak performance hypnotherapist in the world, and I give people information on how they can take what they have and make it incredible and continue to grow and succeed and expand and become more influential and more impactful in your life and in every single thing that you do. So a big mistake they make, the pros, is that they don't exploit the mental realm. You think bodybuilding is all physical, but everything physical always has a mental origin point, always has a mental initiation point. Every behavior that you generate is an extension of some type of mentality. You are either intentionally programming your behavioral traits, or you're just allowing them to be remnants that continue from your childhood when you didn't even know any better and you just adopted the thoughts, ideas, beliefs, and actions that you had to, were expected to, or those that were imbued upon you by parents. You either do your own thinking, folks, and generate your own power and create the kinds of results that you believe, or you become a function of the dominant mentalities around you.
Wow. I really like the stuff you're saying about being fully convicted of your goals and, you know, taking responsibility and just doing that. I mean, I want to find out a bit more about the Victor Martinez work you did, and tell some of the things you did with him. Like, when you work with a new client, do you listen to them talk and hear the words they're saying, or talk? Or is that else? Where do you start?
The first thing that we do is, before I work with you, we have to have a phone call, and then I have 7 specific questions that I ask. And I don't really listen to the answers per se. I just listen for certain key words that are in your responses. And if those key words keep repeating themselves, for example, and this wasn't anything to do with Victor, but if I hear words like fear or anxiety or nervous or unsure or I don't know or maybe or possibly or, you know, I need someone else's opinions, or, you know, it's the same thing, the same pattern. If I hear things like that, then I know that it's an issue of the past and things that they experienced during childhood and things that we have to work through hypnotherapy and gestalt and age regression. Excuse me, if it's something that they just feel that they know they should be doing better, know that they can be doing better, sense that they need to be and must be doing better, but they just sense there's a level of excellence within that they know it's there, but they just haven't connected with it yet, and they don't know how to get it out of themselves, that's a different story. Then we do motivational kinds of strategies where I can help you structure a self-image and connection with that self-image so powerful that literally you can slam into and become that and have it become you before your workouts. You can have it become you and it just change yourself almost from Clark Kent to Superman, and it's incredibly dramatic and powerful when you're a pro athlete, how you move from normal, regular, social, street person outside the, quote, office, and then as soon as you put your jock on, you change into this competitive animal. And it has to do with power centers within you, Vince. And with Victor, when he called me, I could sense there was this knowing that he had this incredible potential, but it wasn't being tapped. And there were certain things that were in the way. The first thing I help you do is get out of your own way. Mm-hmm. Now, that's easier said than done most times, mm-hmm. because most people don't realize how they're shooting themselves in the foot or tripping over their own 2 feet, but it has to do with subconscious programming. you continue to have the same thing happen in the same way because your unconscious mind is programmed that way. And unless and until you change that programming, that's the best you can hope for. Here's a perfect example. When most people go off their diets, Vince, what usually happens?
They have short-term vision. If something's going to be temporary, they put the weight back on. It fails, yeah. They're not
now,
successful,
why does
yeah.
that happen? Because diets are basically using willpower, which means conscious focus, to override subconscious tendencies, which means if you didn't use your willpower to stay on that diet and eat certain foods in certain amounts, you would have eaten Cracker Jacks and Ding Dongs and Ho-Hos and Doritos and hot dogs and pizza and all that crap. And you used willpower to eat salads and fish and eat fresh fruits and have energy drinks. And as soon as you stop the diet, by default, your mindset went back to what was there before the diet, which was eat those kinds of crap foods at those amounts, at those times, and therefore you gain the weight back. You didn't deal with the cause of what the problem was. You dealt with the effect. That's what psychologists do. They'll help you try to deal with the effect. Okay? No one is born fat. No one is born with a fat propensity. They're trying to make a thing about, well, you have a fat gene.
Right.
You know, excuse me, I don't buy into that for a second. You don't have a fat gene. You have ignorance. You have delusion based upon this nonsense that the media tries to feed you. Hmm. You can choose what you want. You can sensory program and integrate it so that you begin to act a certain way to produce the kinds of results you want, and you can sustain that. It's up to you. It's your responsibility. Indeed, it's your choice. And if you don't make the choice, then you become a quote-unquote unconscious victim. And what I mean by that is the things that happen to you in your early life, the ideas, the thoughts, the feelings, the kind of sentiments that were projected toward you and that you heard repetitively and how it made you feel and what you grew to believe. I mean, little kids believe in the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus, don't they? And what's the proof? Because when you wake up Christmas Day, presents are there. And the milk and cookies we left are not there anymore.
Yeah.
And they believe in the Tooth Fairy. Well, why? Because when you wake up, there's a quarter under your pillow. And it had to get there because the Tooth Fairy had to have come. Well, as you get older, you realize there is no Tooth Fairy. There is no Santa Claus. There's just what you believe. And the truth is what you determine it to be. You have to come to your own decision about you, your life, your potential, your body, your strength, your power capacity, your success capacity. An identity that embodies unlimited potential, unlimited possibility, which means the more you think, the more definitive you project ideas in terms of success and expansion and increase and advance, then the more you will naturally move in that direction. And so as I began to work on those things with Victor Martinez, his training began to intensify and explode. And he told me he would burn through training partners the way, you know, a match burns through cloth. And he would have a problem finding guys who he could train with. So, you know, he got like four guys that would come each work and I'd push him every set. And he was subjecting himself way harder, way more intensely, way more mentally involved now in each rep of every set. And that's the key, folks. What's your degree of mental involvement? I mean, I'm sure you can relate to this, Vince. Sometimes you go to the gym, you see, a gal who's going on the stationary bike, and she's got her Glamour magazine, and she's got her iPod, she's got her towels. On the stationary bike, reading a magazine with an iPod in her ears.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not concentration, folks. that's called, you know, going through the motions, and at least I'm doing something because I sweat, so that's better than... And then you see the gals in there who go in there, and they're really going at it when they're on the cardio equipment. And then they go to their workouts, and they really go at it each rep of every set. and you can hear them grunt and groan and moan and strain. And that's the kind of gal who's going to get reason. And they always look incredible compared to the Glamour magazine iPod users while they're doing leg extensions or doing stationary bike work. What's your degree of mental involvement? It could be anything, Vince. It could be your workout. It could be your job. It could be something you're studying for. It could be anything that you do that you want to become better at or more successful at. What's your degree of mental involvement? And if it's not complete 100% focused immersion, you will not ever reach the degree of success you're truly capable of, especially in bodybuilding. You can't coast through a workout. You can't hope it happens. You can't just sort of try to trick yourself to make it happen. If you intend to do 8 sets, then you do each rep of every set of those total 8 sets, and you don't leave the gym until you're done, no matter how tired you feel, no matter how drained you might feel. You stay in that gym until you finish your work, okay? Because if you don't, you're not working out. What you're doing is it's called fooling yourself. When you make a commitment to yourself, if you don't honor it, believe me, folks, that becomes a very self-debasing habit that people use so often and find problems with so often. They say, well, you know, I slacked off in this, I slacked off in that. I wanted to be an entrepreneur and get into real estate, and I went to the seminars and I got the courses, but I didn't follow through with that. And then I wanted to go on a diet, and I wanted to lose 40 pounds. Well, I lost 15, but then I didn't stick to it. And on and on and on. I wanted to get a better job. I wanted to find a new girlfriend. I wanted to find a new place to live. I wanted to clean the clutter in my house. You know, how can you expect to build 20-inch arms if you can't even follow through with cleaning the clutter in your house?
Right.
It has to do with focused mental involvement. And the more of that you bring into every workout, the more successful you'll become.
So let's talk about that. I mean, I'm guessing we don't have many girls on the call who are with the iPods and the magazines listening to the call right now. I'm sure there's a lot of people who do know they need to have more mental involvement and, so to speak, get into that zone. What are some things people can do before their workout to get into that zone, and whether they're getting ready for a contest or whether they're just trying to have the best workout possible? How do you get into the zone, man?
A quick way to do it is ask yourself the following question: if I could have my workout go exactly the way I wanted it to go today, what would that look like? What would that feel like? What would I be doing, and how would I be doing it? And those of you listening, keep your eyelids open as you consider this. I'll say it again. Ask yourself what I call an unconscious reveal question, which is, for this, if I could have my workout go exactly the way I wanted it to go today, what would that look like? What would it feel like? What would I be doing? And how would I be doing it? And as you begin to mentally answer that question, you begin to notice that the rest of the world around you fades into oblivion. That's right. And you begin to see clear mental images in your mind and become very, very specific with specific and related emotional accompaniments to that kind of performance. And you begin to experience yourself training. Maybe you're doing chest, so you're experiencing yourself doing incline dumbbell presses or flat barbell bench presses or cable flies or dumbbell pullovers, whatever it is. And then you experience a quality of performance and focus and consistency and locked-in, lasered commitment in your mind that is the answer to asking yourself the question, if I could have my workout exactly the way I wanted it to be today, what would that look like? What would that feel like? What would I be doing? And how would I do it? And then as you begin to mentally flow, see, Platz was a master at this. In the gym, his awareness was always inwardly focused. You know, you try to talk to him, he'd give you this, huh, what? I mean, like an aloof kind of, but he wasn't there. He wasn't there to deal with you. He was there to deal with his muscles. and that's the only thing that he focused. His all of his awareness was on that. Sometimes when I'm in that kind of zone, someone will look at me and, you know, go to ask me a question. I'll just see their lips moving, but I won't hear anything because I'm so completely mentally preoccupied with something that I'm doing in that moment that is of priority importance. So the first thing is develop that priority importance feel and outlook about your workouts. Make the time each day, especially what time you'll be going to the gym. Make sure you get the meals in that you need, and then start to mentally unite with your desired outcome. Mentally unite with the process or the elements or components that will enable you to move through that workout and produce your outcome. Because the third part of it is, what's the outcome? In other words, if you did that workout right now, how would that muscle feel? What would it look like? And so get a sense of that. Let's say you're doing triceps. All right, so after that kind of workout I just described, what would your triceps look like? What would they feel like? How drenched in sweat would you be? How worked would you feel? How good about it would you feel? Answer those questions right now before you go into the workout, before you begin your first rep. And now you begin to mentally bring yourself into intense, extreme, focused concentration with the accompanying emotions and feelings that act as the sensory fuel that drive you to do what you do in that way, at that level, in that dimension. And that's the precursor, Vince, that leads you into that performance flow that's called the zone.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a wow. That was perfectly stated. I have to, really, and that's exactly what it is in the gym. Now, you have to understand something, folks. Unless I was a hardcore, you know, iron banger myself for decades, I couldn't understand it that way. Certainly not to the degree to explain it to you the way I just did. But that's exactly what you can do. And as you continue to replay this when you hear it in the archives, as you continue to apply it in the way I've just outlined it, you will experience yourself getting into that workout zone. Because I just finished an article. It'll be in Ironman soon on concentration. And, you know, there are different groups of people, Vince. You see them in Gold's Gym all the time. First, you have the the gossipers who go there to comment on what everyone else is doing. You know, they look, especially at Gold's Gym Venice, because there's always famous people there, actors, athletes, you know, people in the media, news, people that you see on the news every night. I mean, you can get very easily distracted if you want to. Okay, the gossipers, oh, look at her, look at him, look at that. And then you've got the people who basically just want to go there to go through the motions so they can say, oh, I train at Gold's Gym. But when you look at them, well, I mean, do you ever go? What?
Yeah.
Well, look at your body. I mean, if you train at Gold's Gym, that's not how I would expect someone to look. You know, and then you get the people who, you know, the socializers, they'll do one set and then they'll bullshit for like 25 minutes. They'll do, you know, they got the pants pulled up tight with the belt on, and they'll do one set, look in the mirror a little bit, and then they'll hang out with their friends or try to just engage people in conversation.
Pick up a few numbers, flirt with this receptionist, grab some water, flirt with another one.
Then you have the womanizers who will go after every, you know, attractive female in the gym. And sometimes the women do that too. They'll go up to the guys and they'll flirt with the guys, and I look and I go, but then you look at the biggest, strongest, most buffed people in the gym, and they come in, and this is exactly what I do. As soon as I get out of my car, I don't say hello to anybody. And, you know, I'm Pete Siegel. People from all over the world know me and have buy my programs and use them and come to Gold's Gym and want to take pictures and spend. I don't care. That's a workplace. It's called a workout, folks. It's not called a hangout. So let me say that to you again and let this sink in. It's called a workout, not a hangout. Now, say, well, you know, you could go to the gym and you could socialize and have fun. It's a workplace to me. I go in there, I go right on the bike, start my warm-up, and then I get to work. And I don't stop to talk. People come over, hey, Pete, how you doing? How you doing? That's as most as I'll ever say. Because it's in there, I'm in there to work, to kill myself. And I see these big, huge Mr. Universe guys doing exactly what I'm telling you right now. They'll be pleasant, you know, and say hello. But while they're training, that's their work. That's their office. And they're going to work. And don't disturb me while I'm working. And after I'm done, I am the nicest, most congenial, loving guy you'll ever meet in the history of the universe. While I train.
And everybody listening, we've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks on how to, you know, if you want to be 200 pounds and 5% body fat, you got to start eating like someone, you got to start training like someone, and you've all heard Pete say you got to start thinking like someone and start acting like someone, and it all starts up in the head. That's good to balance out all the other interviews we've had there, Pete.
Well, you know what, Vince? Here's the thing, and I know you were on that FitCom Expo thing as well. And one thing that I want people to understand is that you can acquire or amass all the specialized knowledge in the world on how to do something, how to master a process, whether it's losing weight, getting into shape, excuse me, making money, getting a degree, finishing law school, starting a business and becoming successful with it, all those kinds of things. And unless you have the internal framework that enables you to drive yourself forward with that specialized knowledge, to apply it and to learn from it and to bring your special flair to it, the likelihood is you'll never fully succeed with it then. You have to commit to yourself before life will commit back to you. Let me say that again. You have to commit to yourself before life will commit back to you. Of course you want to improve. Of course you want to get better. Of course you want to succeed in advance. And that's why you have to bring the full power of your mind. You have to begin to use self-hypnosis and NLP and self-suggestion and learn how to emotionalize certain ideas and contexts, form a specific kind of self-image, generate certain types of self-talk before you go to sleep at night, program your dreams. When you wake up in the morning, establish the emotions and the thought and the mood regarding how you will be so that you can flow into your day and make happen what you want to, so you can be the most effective you're capable of being, and begin to embrace and project and establish those things before you go into the gym. That's why my website is www.incrediblechange.com. And I've got two main bodybuilding programs. Think and Grow Big is a classic. It is the definitive work on the mind and bodybuilding that has ever been made. It's a book and two CD program. Joe Weider wrote the foreword to that book. There are back cover quotes from 11 world champions, many of whom were Pete Siegel or are Pete Siegel current clients at one point. And that book is incredibly powerful. It teaches you all these things that we've been discussing. That's www.incrediblechange.com, the Think and Grow Big program. And if you go to powermindsecrets.com, you can read about Step It Up to Mega Muscle and Power, which is an ebook with incredible bonuses that help you begin to develop the fundamentals of how to apply the mind in bodybuilding so that you can become better than you are and learn and how to program and establish and structure yourself so that you get the most and best out of yourself, workout after workout, time after time. It's not an accident when you become a champion, folks. It never is. It's not an accident when you succeed, or a fluke, or luck, or God's will. Those things might factor into it, especially luck and God's will, but unless you take charge and you take the lead and you become the framework and foundation of personally committing yourself to triumph, then other things, other spiritual forces, other support systems and assistance systems that could come into play won't. And if you think about the times when you were the most successful in your life and you think about the things that you did, you can always backtrack to it all started with a certain thought, a certain feeling, a certain image, and a certain sense of purpose and mission. And that's what I want you all to begin to do now before you go into the gym to train.
I've got two. That's incredible information, Pete. I appreciate your energy and your excitement and your passion for helping people, you know, break through these inner whatever you want to call them, limits. But What I'm really hearing you say is that you really need to create a clear visual picture in your head of, you know, who you want to be and what you want to be. And how do you make that picture so clear so that when, you know, if negative thoughts start infiltrating your mind, you know, over and over again, like a loop tape, you know, maintain that?
That's a good question, Vince, because you begin to structure. It's not just like you're watching a wall poster, okay? It's not like you're just watching something on a TV monitor. If you could have what I call the maximum you part of yourself standing 3 feet out in front of you, look at them and sense them and experience every cut, groove, line, all the shape and contour and symmetry, muscularity, veins, size, shape, and sense of power from your toes all the way up to your eyes. Notice the look on your face. You begin to structure that. And it may be a little bit hazy and fuzzy as you begin, and each time you focus on it, it becomes clearer and more lifelike. But you don't just stop there visualizing. You have to begin to create and attach all of the contributing elements that the maximum you would naturally embody. So what is the emotion or feeling that is surging through and freely flowing through that impression of yourself, the idealized maximum you that you just experienced? Is it confidence? Is it determination? Is it the conviction to succeed? Is it pure power? Is it toughness? Is it fierceness? You have to decide what kind of feeling and emotion you want to surge through that maximum you. And then once you've visually created the impression of this overall idealized maximum you, the next step is to fuse it with that feeling. How do you do that? Just recall the very last time you felt, for example, compelling confidence. And that memory will come up, and then step into that memory's picture and fill yourself with that confidence, and then project that impression of you so that you're feeling that confidence, and your subconscious mind develops an association and a connection between projecting that impression and you feeling that degree of intense, comprehensive confidence. And the next aspect is, how does that part of you think? You said, well, through this onflow of negative thought, where does this onflow come from? Where are these negative thoughts generated from? Are they from within you? Are they a result of the horrible news stories that we see every night? Who got killed, shot, raped, stolen from? What natural disaster? What flooding and fires destroyed people's homes? How did the government fall on its face again? Why are prices going up out of control? And you, Mr. and Mrs. News Watcher, there's really nothing you can do about it other than to just let us fill your mind with all this negativity, and you have to deal with it because we say so. If you want to believe that, don't go to the gym anymore. Prepare to die instead of prepare to live. Okay? So how should you think? Don't try to knock the negatives out. Begin to embrace the positives. What can you be? What can be produced and accomplished by you? What represents your potential? What are the things you believe are possible? Begin to fill your mind with those kinds of thoughts and stop watching the news. Stop reading the newspapers. Stop subjecting yourself to media sources that will reinforce gloom, doom, detriment, and negativity. Cultivate relationships, especially with positive people. So now you've seen this impression of yourself. You've chosen the emotion. You've determined how you're going to think. Now you have to establish what is the foundational belief that this part of you will embrace. And that's the key question. That's the core or the midpoint of that framework or foundation. What do you believe? What do you, Vince Del Monte? Vince Del Monte is a very successful online marketing entrepreneur. He hasn't tapped 0.1% of what he knows he's capable of. I give him maybe the next 4 or 5 years, he'll be a mega, mega, mega millionaire, just by not just continuing to do what he does, but by hearing Pete Siegel talk now, he's going to open his mind in terms of, what do I believe is possible? What do I believe I'm capable of? And then, so all those things have to go into it. And then the last aspect that I want you to connect to this impression of yourself is, to what lengths will I go legally, ethically, morally, and ideologically sound, what lengths will I go to get what I say I want? What lengths will I go to produce the outcome I say that I really want to achieve? What lengths am I willing to go to fully actualize the goal or outcome that represents my purpose for going into the gym in the first place? Now you've got a comprehensive and sensory complete self-image and self-impression, and then you give it a name, whatever name you choose, and whenever the negatives come up in your mind, you exclaim it with passion silently, Jack! And all of a sudden, you see, or if you're a gal, Jill! And you see her come up in your mind, him or her come up in your mind. They don't buy into negative crap. They don't believe or feel small, weak, helpless, defenseless, or confused. They decide what they will do, and then they mobilize the power and focus within them, and then they go ahead and do it. And that is how you create what's called an infallible self-impression that only knows how to prevail.
Jeez. Wow. I keep saying wow. Pete, that's really incredible advice. I don't want to cut you off. I want to keep you going, and I actually do want to keep you going for one or two more questions. How are you doing for time?
All right, we can go. I understand that several people have sent email questions, so yeah, let's go ahead and handle a few of those. Folks, we can't get to all your questions, of course, but you can go to incrediblechange.com and contact me via email, or you could go to PowerMindSecrets.com and check out the Step It Up to Mega Muscle and Power program, which I encourage and invite every one of you to do. Okay, so let's get to some of your questions at least and see if I can help you that way.
Yeah, for sure. And just to back that up, I mean, heck, Pete works with world-class athletes who have been in the NFL, NBA, NHL. I mean, and you just to tap into a percentage of your information is probably one of the best investments you can make, especially investing in your mind. So make sure you check out those resources, guys. It really will make a huge difference. And as Pete said, all the specialized training in the world won't make a difference until you get your inner compass sorted out and start filtering in the right info. So first question I wanted to ask was, what kind of people does Pete Siegel hang out with? I mean, I can't see you hanging out with people who are, using words like, I'm going to try it out, I'm going to hope for the best, I wish this job is going to go well. How do you sort out who you hang out with, man?
Well, basically, to be honest with you, I spend a majority of time alone in isolation because I need to get into very deep thought every single day because I can't be the same from one day to the next. I have to continue to take my clients or help themselves, take themselves higher and higher. Today is the opening day, for example, of baseball season, and the last 2 days I've been doing session after session helping my clients get ready so that they could use their spring training experience so that today they'll do the best that they can. Some of the top teachers in NLP in the world are friends of mine, and I'll associate with them. Some top business people that I've worked with and helped that are now just insanely wealthy and rich, but not just because they have money, but because they're now expanded into life in a very interesting and exciting and enthused way. I have producers who are friends, top magazine editors who are friends. So that's the kind of people that I associate with. But because I have such a huge workload between writing and working with people and doing, I'm on TV frequently, radio shows all the time, and we're working on, I'm going to get my own TV show now. We're working on that where I'll be doing like Dr. Phil, except I won't just talk to you. I will do a transformational process right in front of the camera to take you from point A to point Z. So that'll be probably coming on in the fall. So that's the kind of people I hang out with. But I make it a point never to associate with gloom or doom or negatives. And if I sense people are puking negativity or being ignorant or just playing helpless, woe is me, that's it. I'm not obligated to connect with that or be with that or deal with that. And you know what, folks? I encourage you not to do that either. Stay with those who are positive, like-minded, ambitious, driven, success-oriented people, because then you will mentally gel with them, and you'll begin to feel their energy, and they'll feel your energy. And it's like when two people are in love, you can feel like a third presence when they're together. When you're with someone else who is successful and is driven and ambitious the way you are, a force becomes generated that nourishes and feeds you both. So that's the kind of people that I hang out with.
Well, that's great, and I applaud everybody on the call, listening in on these calls, because you're making a positive step towards improving yourself and surrounding yourself with people who will, you know, raise the bar. And I think that's a very, very valuable lesson. You know, you are a product of your environment, and, you know, show me your friends, and I'll show you your future. So continue making wise decisions, everyone on the call, and learn to discern who you spend the most time with, because it really will lead you in one direction or the other. I've got one more question, specific one from Paul from Pittsburgh. He's a strength and conditioning coach, and he wants to find out, you know, how does he motivate his athletes that are just burnt out?
Well, take them out of the gym for 2 weeks and tell them to just rest. if someone's burnt out, Paul, that means they don't have the emotional cushion that they need to train hard. And the best thing and the only thing really you can do, if I feel I'm burning out, and because if I have an event, and I always like to, I use that as a reason to go into the gym and to get big, as huge as I can. And I'm all natural, folks. This is not, I'm not a juice head. I'm all natural, focused, mind power training. And if you're burnt out, you have to take a rest and you have to take time off to recoup and recharge and let your nervous system replenish. And so I would say, either you cut their workouts in half so that they have the energy that they have can be expended more efficiently, or you tell them to take a week off. But, you know, if you're a personal trainer, it's hard because that's how you make your living. And you say, if they're really burnt out, then they either have to know how to economize their energy, to learn how to take a nap during the day if possible, to learn how to use some kind of mental training to relax, self-hypnosis, before they get in their car to go to the gym. Or you have to learn a technique to energize them. Now, that might be an option, but if they're burnt out, if you're burnt out, you have no emotional stores, reserves that you can, feed off of, and so you have to let that replenish. And so rest, sometimes if I feel I'm burning out, I'll take 4 days off. And it's hard to do that, but by the end of the fourth day, I'm ready to get back to the gym. And I've eaten enough, I've slept enough, I've rested enough. Mental intensity is more intense than physical intensity with me. And so I have to take a complete rest. I go up into the Malibu Mountains to one of my homes, and I just shut the door, and that's it. And so, you can teach them energizing strategies very easily to do, but make sure that if they're burnt out, you give them the rest they need, because if you try to energize someone who's burnt out, you're working on, basically your fuel tanks are empty, and there's a chance that they'll injure themselves as well. So you have to play it by ear from person to person, find out why they're burnt out, what else is going on in their life that's draining them so much, so when they get to the gym to train with you, they don't have the energy reserves that they need, and then discuss nutrition with them, protein shakes, energy drinks. How to sleep deeply at night is another way. People don't know how to do that anymore because they're so worried about the economy and life and the future and all of the things that they used to have control over, the housing market, that they don't anymore. And so insomnia, that's why you see late at night all of those sleep aid commercials for Ambien and Ambien CR and the Tylenol PM and all these sleep aid drugs are making billions now because people don't know how to release mentally all of the strains and cares and woes during the day and sleep deeply. So those are the elements, Paul, that I think if you address from person to person, you'll find the right balance to help your clients most efficiently.
Wow, that's great. Pete, I don't want to cut you off, but I do want to give you an opportunity to just send our listeners on the way, and I know they're going to have to re-listen to this call, and a lot of this stuff is going to take time. I know this is such a cliche question, but maybe what's some of the advice you found? What's the maybe last piece of advice you can send us on our way with that you found people have been the most responsive to?
All right. The biggest thing, folks, is do your own thinking. Do your own thinking. Don't try to be part of a group. Find out. A group, see, if you look at yourself, you're not just one thing. You're billions and billions of one-celled things that have come together to form what you see when you look in the mirror. And so even if you're a group, for example, a church group, a certain philosophic group, an academic group, it doesn't mean that you have to ascribe to prevailing sentiment because you are an individual within that group. You have a functional mind. You can make choices. You have free will. God gave you that free will. I invite and encourage you to exploit that and begin to decide what is truth for you, who you are, who you really are, what you're going to do about your life and getting the things you want, and then become aware that other people have done what you want and accomplished what you want and are at where you would like to be. Therefore, it is possible for you to do it as well. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. Don't let anyone try to talk you out of it. No one knows you the way you know you. Indeed, no one will know you the way you must know you. And so I encourage every one of you to do your own thinking. And again, just to give you another example, there are tons of resources at my website, www.incrediblechange.com, on confidence, success mindsets, winning at life, learning the formula for manifesting what you want in your life, and tons more. So you can go there and check them out. But you think about this. If you don't do your own thinking, who then does?
Wow. That's incredible, incredible. And do your own thinking, guys. I hope you listened to all that and some of the words that stood out: choice, decision, commitment, free will. And I hope you guys put all this into action and reap the benefits of it. And if this works for professional athletes, business tycoons, and celebrities, then there's no reason it won't work for you. And I think it's really important to note that these people aren't who they are because who they are. It's because they've applied the same information that Pete was so generous to share with us today and let it sink in over time. So thanks for listening, Pete. Thank you so, so much for taking time out of your crazy schedule to empower us and to incredible change.
Vince, it's been a pleasure spending time with you. And folks, thank you for the opportunity to share this with you. Take good care, and I hope God richly blesses you all.
Thanks, everyone.